It's tempting when we hear the different gospel accounts of the ascension to think of it as some sort of a conclusion to a story. After all, Christ came on the scene at Christmas time. We hear stories of his public ministry, how he gathered the apostles, paid the price for our sins on the cross, conquered death and hell by resurrecting again, and here he is leaving his apostles, ascending into heaven. So it seems like this is the end of a story, but it's almost kind of a backwards way to look at it, because what we really celebrate today is a brand new beginning. As we heard in Luke's gospel, moments before his ascension, Jesus told his followers that they will be his witnesses to spread the news of the gospel to all the world. This is Luke's version of the Great Commission. It may not be as blunt or as direct as the versions we hear in Matthew or Mark, but the message is still the same. Go. The world is waiting. Act on what I have taught you. Put it into practice. And the account in Acts in the first reading offers another challenge, not only to the disciples, but to us as well. Because after the disciples watched Jesus disappear into the clouds, two men appeared. Men of Galilee, they said, why are you standing there looking at the sky? Or in other words, what are you waiting for? The apostles were not supposed to spend their time staring nostalgically at the stars, awaiting Christ's return. There was work to be done. There was a world that was waiting to be converted. They left the mountain, went to the city, and launched the greatest missionary undertaking the world has ever seen. It seems to me that Christ's words at that moment was a simple command that still rings to us all today. Go. Go transform the world. Go pick up those who have fallen. Go heal the hurting. Go and love those who have been forgotten. Or, as the dismissal at the end of Mass puts it, go and announce the gospel of the Lord. The disciples did just that. But so have countless others since. Think of some of our saints that we celebrate on our calendar. Think of people like Saint Teresa of Calcutta, who lived her call while serving the poorest of the poor. Or perhaps some of the lesser known saints like Saint Damian, who was a 19th century saint, who lived his call among the lepers of Hawaii. Or we can think of maybe some more modern heroes, people like Father Gregory Boyle, who lives his call among the gangs of Los Angeles, offering them job training and opportunity and hope. Or Jean Vanier, who dwells among the mentally disabled in Canada. Or perhaps even Dorothy Day, who saw Christ every day in the poor and the downcast, who showed up at the door of the Catholic Worker House in the Lower East Side of Manhattan. All these people did and do great work. However, most of us are called to do our part of the Great Commission in the midst of our everyday lives. We can probably all think of that one person, or maybe a few people, that we know that we would categorize as living saints. The Church may never officially recognize their efforts, but God does know. And these people live their baptismal call as best they can in the little things they do day in and day out. And they cry the gospel with their lives. Each one of us that professes Christ is charged with this task. It is the calling of all of us. How will we do that? How will we heed Christ's order to go? How will we make the ordinary job of living transcend and ascend? Put simply, how will each one of us raise our lives to God? 2,000 years after Christ returned to his Father, and the disciples stood on a mountaintop staring into the clouds. So much of the world is still waiting to hear the good news, to hear Christ's message of hope and redemption and resurrection, and to understand why that all really matters. So many are still waiting to hear and really understand what it means to truly be a disciple of Christ and how to love one another. How will we make that known to those we meet today? Dorothy Day once wrote, "Our faith is stronger than death. Our philosophy is firmer than flesh. And the spread of the kingdom of God upon the earth is more sublime and more compelling." So the message of this beautiful feast, I think, is very simple. Do not stay too long on the mountain. Don't spend all your time gazing at the stars, living in the past, or wondering about the future. Look instead what lies ahead of you. Get ready and go. The kingdom of God upon the earth that Dorothy Day wrote about needs to be built. The ascension, my friends, was just the beginning. And then the rest is up to me and to you. Amen.